We're to let our light so shine wherever we are. But I'm going to tell you right now, your light's not going to shine too good if you're not happy. I'm just telling you. But you can win friends and you can win people to your cause whining. That's why people do it. It works. It's effective. Yeah. Just whine. Life's bad. Oh, I feel so sorry for you. Can I give you some money? It works. That is not God's plan. I'm not saying we don't have hard times. I'm not saying we don't share our burdens sometimes. But guys, that's not the will of God for your life. Period. Well, you don't understand. You've had it made. I have not had it made. You're an excuse maker. That's not the way you do it. You can be happy when things are hard. It's called change my mind. My mind wants to be sad. My mind wants to be mad. My mind wants to punch somebody. My mind wants to hurt myself. That's not the will of God for my life. God's will for my life is I can be happy. And I'm going to talk about it for 2 weeks. And there's nobody can talk about it better than Jesus. And you know this passage, some of you, but you might not hear it just the way I talk it. But it's the Beatitudes. I like saying it this way. This should be my attitude. Say that out loud. This should attitude. So let's unpack it. Let's see where we're going. Change my mind. If it's your first time with us, I use this big screen. I have the help of Roger, the Dodger Johnson. He meets with me usually every week. We put the message together. He puts it up on the screen for you and for me to see it. And for people online to see it. Comes out pretty nice online. They can see the whole, that's all over the television screen right now, wherever they're watching. Pretty cool, amen? And so we use the Word of God, my notes, and then I ask just the Lord to help me as I read them. We'll see what happens, okay? And I'm never the same. I'm changing all the time. How many there was a time in your life you were having a great week? And it all went to hell. Anybody want to raise a hand with me and say that? How many of you were having a so-so week? And my goodness, you couldn't believe what happened. It was fantastic. Wow. That's called life. How many of you did not have one ache in your body and now they're just everywhere? That's called life, isn't it? You mean I can be happy? Yeah, let's look at it. Let's go. So if you're visiting with us or checking us out, that's fine. That's who we are. Say that verse with me out loud. It's the cornerstone of this series. I've been at it about 6 weeks now. Say it with me. Let this mind be in you or be in me, which was also in who? It sounds sort of kooky. You mean I can have the mind of Christ? Absolutely. You have the mind of a lost person. We're sinners, man. We're born into sin. Nobody had to hardly teach us how to lie. And if somebody did, we got real good at it. Steal, fuss, fight, be lazy, keep your crap all over the floor, don't pick up mess. I have 2 teenagers. Pray for me. Gary wants to go in there and rip the door off the hinges. Y'all know that or not? But I can be happy. Lord, help me. But weeks are, our life changes every day sometimes, and things can happen. Can I be constant in my life? He wants me to be. Chuck prayed this morning. Paul had a lot of problems, didn't he? But Paul said, I am content. But he said, I've learned how to be content. And he talked about the fight that he had in his flesh with his mind. But he learned to be happy. Amen? Matter of fact, the book of Philippians, he wrote from prison. That's pretty happy, ain't it? I'm in prison. How about write y'all a letter now? Hey. And the theme of the letter was happiness. It was joy. Okay? So don't say you can't do it. You can be happy. Thanks, Raj. Let's roll. Here we go. We're checking it out. Nice imagery. There are several words that Jesus used that convey the meaning of happiness when you read the scriptures. Several words, like, say them with me, blessed, glad, rejoice, and happy, happy. Now, the one that Jesus used most often that's written in red, if you have one of them red letter Bibles like I do, it's the word what? So his number one choice of word for happy was the word what? That is the idea. But don't be confused. They all have the same similar meaning. Behind it all is the word happy. I can be happy. And he said some things to a group one day, and I've been there many times. I've been on the Mount of Beatitudes, they call it. I've read these there. I've taught them there. I've heard them being taught there. I stayed an extra week one time after everybody went home, and I just stayed to learn a little more. And it was great. So how can I be truly happy according to Jesus? He gave these words on this mount to people. So here we are today. Let's see if we can't learn something. And I'm just going to break them down, and we'll just go as the Lord leads us, far as we can go. Okay? Are y'all ready or not? Not going to sleep on me, are you? Okay? Sleeping's like sin sometimes. You don't have to work too hard to do it. Here we go. Number one. If I'm going to be happy, say it out loud. Number one, be what? Poor in spirit. Now, it sounds crazy. I mean, it sounds crazy. Number one, the first thing out of the gate, be poor in spirit. We got to examine that. Say the verse with me. These are great verses. You want your mind changed? You want the mind of Christ? You need the scriptures. I don't like that Bible. Then you're shot. You just have to rely on you, I guess. Or your surroundings. And that's so often why we're not happy, isn't it? Yes or no? Because our surroundings change. How many of you get up some morning and you just are not in a good mood? Let me see some hands. How many thinks that affects the house? How many literally you've done that before and somebody popped you upside the head? Let me see some hands. I was looking. That would be great. Say the verse with me. Jesus speaking. Blessed, or what's our word? Happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now that sounds good. There's a lot there. What's that mean? Blessed are the poor in spirit. And so I've just written a few things. Now I like to take scripture and compare it with scripture. Okay? And that's a great thing to do. And not have scripture argue with one another, but have scripture to help you. And I love the book of James. Say that one with me. Poor in spirit. So let's see what that might mean. Say it with me. Humble yourselves in the sight of the... And he'll what? I think being poor in spirit has to do with that right there. Poor in spirit means that you are not full of yourself. Blessed are the... Happy is the person who's not full of himself or herself. There were seven things the Lord hates. We talked about several about them last week. I only had about 5 minutes to do it. But the first one says, six things the Lord hates, seven are an abomination. The very first one, if you remember, a what? Proud what? Look. And then the next one, I think, was a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. Feet that be swift to mischief. But let's go back to number one. So here it is. He's telling us how to be happy. Blessed are the poor in spirit. In the Old Testament, six things the Lord hates. The first one out of the gate is what? A what? A proud what? Look. James tells us we need to be humble, to humble ourselves, to lower ourselves, and he'll lift us up. Are y'all catching my drift? Yes or no? So happiness ain't a proud look. Happiness ain't being full of yourself. Happiness ain't lifting yourself up. It's having yourself low. Is that making any sense to anybody? It's funny how stuff means so much to us. And we get it and think we'll be happy. And we're just shocked when athletes get money, when other people have money. I mean, lots of money. And they're just trying to find happiness. And they can buy happiness. And they end up shooting themselves. Or you see them in a few years and they're literally homeless. How do you lose that much money? Well, you're trying to find happiness and you can't. Because everybody's put you up on a pedestal. Like you're a big dog now. And unfortunately, you believed it. Amen? Blessed are the poor in spirit. If we're going to experience true happiness in our life, say it with me. We must walk humbly before our Lord. I've seen a whole lot of people. Joey would attest to it. I still remember a lot of people from Rockingham, Pastor. Do you remember the Nuttalls? Remember them? Ben, and what was her name? You don't remember her name. What's wrong with you? You're getting old. They're very backward people. I went and saw them when I was a young saved man there at that church years ago. Went to their house. It was down there somewhere near the preacher that preached at Victory at a grocery store. What's his name? Russell Edwards. He had a grocery store. And they lived over there. That sort of got to get real rough over that way. What's it called? Jefferson Park. Real places. I went there. Poverty. Poverty. There was poverty all throughout that area, wasn't there? You know what I found at the Nuttall house? Happiness. Y'all follow me or not? Am I a nut up here today? Nuttall. God deserves all the what in our life. And all the what. You mean I'm to give Him credit when things are bad? Find something good. Hey, if it's so bad, be thankful you can fall on the floor and cry like a baby to a God that loves you and hears you and sees you. Fall on the floor when it's all bad and thank God, as bad as it is, I'm not going to a devil's hell. I'm saved. Get behind me, Satan. Get out of my house. Yeah, it ain't going good, but I'm going to keep myself low. I'm not going to get mad at God, blame God, because somebody else hurt me or because I was so stupid for what I did. Y'all hear me or not? Keep looking. Boy, this is rough right here. I'm going to tell you. You may as well say it with me. God will always reject a what? You want to be happy? Be poor in spirit. You know what that scripture said last week? We saw it on the screen. I didn't have much time. It said, better it is to be a poor man than to be a liar. Poor ain't that bad sometimes if it keeps you at the feet of God. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I'm like you. I'm like you. I'm like you. I've been hurt real bad. And that's the thing that drew me closer to the Lord than anything else in my whole life. It was that horrible experience I went through. But thank God for it now, because it's the one thing that brought me to the Lord closer than I ever was before in my life. Anybody want to raise a hand with Gary today? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How many tried to fix it, though? You tried to fix it. Anybody be like me? What happens when you can't fix it? I guess you can choose another path. Blame, whine, complain, you don't love me. Or you can hit the floor. Hit the floor. Say that out loud. hit. Now that's what this means to me. Blessed or happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the what? Theirs is the what? This ain't all there is, man. This will pass. One day this will be behind me. He's preparing a place for me. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's there praying for me right now. You can't do that with a haughty spirit. You just can't. When it's all about you, it can't be about Him. And when you mix the two, He'll spit you out of you out of His mouth. Does it say that in the book of Revelation? When you lukewarm, I like my way, I like your way. How about we call that vomit? That's not happiness. Tough word this morning. I can take one of the sweetest parts of the Bible and turn it into ugly. Trust me. When God rejects you, you will not be happy. Did you hear me? This is numero uno. It was in the Old Testament. There's multiple examples of it throughout the Bible. How many would say, I have a story? I'm not going to tell you, preacher, right now. But I have a story where I was full of myself. And it about destroyed me. Anybody want to raise a hand and say that with me in this room? And it about destroyed me, Pastor. So I do that so that you can see this ain't just something I'm smoking up here. Amen? Right, Pastor? I can be happy. Let's look at another one. How can I be truly happy according to Jesus Christ? Let's do another one. Y'all right so far? What's nice about this message? I can pull it at any time. So I want to take enough time on the points. Let's just to get them down. Number two, say that with me. Mourn over your what? Can you put my sinfulness? Mourn over my sinfulness. And I'll be happy. If I what? Mourn over my what? I will be what? Say it with me again. If I mourn over my sinfulness, I will be. This whole thing sounds kooky. Well, my thoughts are not your thoughts. See, we want the mind of Christ, not the mind of Gary. So he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are higher than your ways, and my ways are higher than your ways. Okay? So if you want to have the mind of Christ, you can't have it both ways. So we need, and who is this speaking? Who is this telling us this? What's his name? Jesus. So if I'm going to be happy, real happiness, contented happiness, no matter what happens, I must be poor in spirit. I must be humble. Or he'll reject me. It won't work. Take a wild guess to the answer to this question. You try to guess it. Is Satan proud? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. Would that have a lot to do with his fall? Yes or no? Yes or no? Oh, yeah. But you don't think pride's going to have something to do with your fall? That's how we fall. Number two, mourn over your sinfulness. Would you read the scripture with me? Second Beatitude. Here it is. Sit with me. Blessed, or what's the word? Happy are they that mourn. What? For they shall be what? The good thing about having problems in your life, when you're humble, and even you cry like a baby, and you're just, man, distraught, the good thing is, you can be comforted. You can be comforted. Comfort's a great thing, isn't it? That's why I'm heavy like I am. Food to me is comfort. How many like me like that? I love food. Food's my friend. Come on, here we go. Let's keep going. Let's go back to the message. Here we go. James again. He says, be afflicted, and what's the word? And do what? Weep. Let your what? Laughter be turned to, and your joy to what? It sounds crazy, but James is talking about sin. We ought not laugh at our sin. We ought be proud of that. That goes back to point one. We need to humble ourselves. I write all this stuff. I'm a nut. You can be happy by being what? Say that out loud. I can be happy by being sad. One more time. I can be happy by being sad. That's a nutty line. Yeah, I'm going to tell you can. I can be happy by being sad. Pop it up. It sounds crazy. I can be happy by being sad. What? You can be happy by being sad. Yes. Here's the key. Here it is. I have quotes. I'm going to be famous one day. You'll see. Say it out loud. Sad ain't bad when you sad over your... One more time. Sad ain't bad when you sad over your... One more time. Sad ain't bad when you sad over your... Matter of fact, that's the key to happiness. Yeah. When things aren't right in my life, they're not right with the Word of God, especially if the Lord has made it so clear. But I go back to point one, but I'm too proud, I'm too haughty to hit the floor. Well, if I have that pride, I doubt very seriously I'm going to mourn over that. But Jesus says this is the way to happiness. Why should I be sad over sin in my life? Say it with me. Sin, what? Separates me from God. You're just playing a game. You have a mind game going. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Listen, you have a mind game going. I'm sinning. I'm happy about it. I like it. I didn't say you didn't like it. But you're not happy. You are not blessed. You hear me or not? It's not. Your mind is screwed up. But here's the thing. So is mine. All of us are. This is, if you really want to be happy, Jesus is saying, this is something you need to really deal with. Amen or oh me. Sin causes my fellowship with who? To be what? You know it as well as I do. Another hand raising time. You know it in your life. Sin in your life. And you went through the motions. But you were deader than a hammer. How many raise a hand and say, I went through the motions, I was deader than a hammer. I'm done, buddy. I'm almost done. Keep your light to yourself. Number three, say that one with me. Say, you might not know this is in the Bible. Number three, God will not answer my prayer if there is what? Unconfessed sin in my life. Do you mean I have to be perfect? No, you have to be confessed. If we confess our sins, He's faithful in what? Just to do what? Forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if you're sinning and you don't care and that's what you're doing and you know it's wrong, listen to me, you've got to the place you even like it, it's right now. You are crazy. It's not right. Not right with God. You might be better than the joker across the street. But you'll stand before Him one day and give an account. And also you're missing His power and His living through you. This ain't a message about I'm better than you, that's for sure. That's why I say I'm the biggest sinner I know. Because I confess a lot of sin. Read this scripture. It's a great scripture. If I regard iniquity or sin in my what? The will not me. Okay? So this idea of being sad over your sin, mourn. It's not like when we sin, we're going to cry about it and cry like a baby and get down on his feet and humble us, and he's going to step on our head. Yuck! No. See, when we're sad over our sins, it's called repentance. We turn, and he's right here. Look, he's right here. He's right here. You're going that way, and I got you. I know it's hard. I know it's hard what you've been through. But that's not happiness, what you're doing. I love you. There's a light in you. It's just not shining. It ain't. You think it's not. I want you to know you and me together, Holy Spirit and you and me together, we can get through this. I'm not looking for perfection. There's going to be ups and downs. But I'm going to tell you, this is the way you can be happy, Gary. Not full of yourself. Not playing a mind game like it's all good. Got it? Those are the first. Those are the first two of the eight ways you can be happy. This is not happy. Separation from God ain't happy. Broken fellowship from God ain't happy. And unanswered prayers. That's not happy, guys. Y'all hear me or not? That's all a mind game. Amen? That is something worth what? Let's thank the Lord for His Word today. We're done. Boom! Praise the Lord.